You're listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 2, Episode 9, with Jonas and TNT Dynamite.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, not much. Just recording the first podcast of 2018.
What?
Well, I guess we had one on New Year's Day, but that didn't count.
Let all acquaintance be forgot.
Everyone knows that New Year's Day doesn't count for any resolutions because you're fucking hungover. So you got to like wait till
Yeah, they'll start on the second.
Right, exactly. So, TNT. Yep. Did you know that in ancient Egypt, priests would shave and pluck every hair off of their body, including their eyelashes?
Were they all Olympic swimmers?
Yes. Michael Phelps was there with a bong in hand, like, preaching to the choir. I'm not even sure how that'd be possible.
It's so funny that everybody equates Michael Phelps with smoking weed now.
Well, he won a lot of golds, and he bonged up some bongs.
Like, there's two people we equate with smoking weed, and that's Michael Phelps and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
pretty
Michael much. Phelps is basically Snoop Dogg.
He is. They're basically the same person. So I guess the clean look was in back then, and even like royalty would have like barbers that live with them to keep them shaven daily. It was said that if you had a scruffy look, it was a semblance of low social status.
It's kind of similar to today. Neck beards are definitely not in.
So the chin beard's cool, but the neck beard isn't.
Yeah, as soon as it gets below the neck, oh my god, I have one.
Uh-oh, you better go fucking get it all ready. So now that we've dabbled about neck hair, enjoy the show.
One, take three!
Hello, and welcome once again to the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one, TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T. What's going on, Jonas?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, podcasting.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a podcast household.
It is. The complex. The mansion.
The compound.
The compound. It's all complex.
Incorporated.
Right. We do want to thank you all for listening today. Of course, if you are not following us on Twitter, it's the next thing you should do, at the Crazy Town Pod. If you do not do this, before I finish this sentence, Aunt Lisa will take your childhood underwear and give it to your girlfriend.
Lisa, please. Uncle's coming back.
I try to tell her not to give my underwear away. What'd she do? She gives my underwear out, you know? For some reason, she has a vast array of my childhood underwear. How fucking weird is that, Aunt Lisa? Also, the cornucopia of continuous information, thecrazytown.com. So, TNT, what's new? New year, new show, new life, new world?
Are you going to ask me what my resolutions were?
No, I don't care. Because you're not going to follow them anyway. My resolution, though, on the other hand, is, I don't know, I don't have one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Nah, I'm just going to continue being awesome, put out podcasts, you know.
You seem like a resolution type of guy to me.
I'm the kind of guy that does stuff, man. I'm a doer, not a thinker.
Oh.
Isn't that what they call them in the streets?
I guess, man, that's fine. Good. Continue that process. Right.
So, we do have a crazy show for you today. Cool. We have a fan article we're going to go over.
Ooh.
We have a update on a former story. We have all sorts of stuff that can get the palate of crazy buttered, baked, and ready for a plunge.
Buttered and baked.
Ooh. But before we do that, TNT, are you ready to drop some knowledge on these hoes?
Actually, no, I'm not.
Oh, motherfucker. All right, well, you find a word.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody, we do also have the Crazy Town Rant and Rave Drunk Line, 512-TAX-1-NIP. We hate nipples. Wait, We love nipples. Yeah, we hate taxes. We hate
the taxes.
And, you know, also, if you want to send any stories, tweets, whatever, email crazytownpodcast@gmail.com. If you send in a story and we like it, we will fucking mention you on the show and give you a shout-out, like we're about to do here in a few minutes. TNT, are you fucking done delaying the show?
Yeah, I have a word. Hold on.
What is it?
This is a word that I hear more and more now these days. And I cannot pronounce it, so I'm going to do my best.
You make fun of me for my pronunciation all the time.
Mine is going to be, I'm going to butcher this word.
Butchers, huh?
The word is vehemently?
Vehemently. There you go. Got the fucking Google doing it, huh?
And it's spelled V-E-H-E-M-E-N-T-L-Y. And it means in a forceful, passionate, or intense manner. With great feeling.
Oh, so you like vehemently fuck a bitch.
I mean, I guess you could. I guess you could.
You could vehemently cuck somebody.
You could vehemently fuck your neighbor's wife, yes.
Wow, that's be your neighbor's
wife. It's the same thing you just said.
You're getting a little fucking overboard with this.
Am I?
Yeah. What? Crossing lines.
I can't pronounce it, though. The word is tough for me, impossible for me to pronounce, so I don't use it in my everyday speech.
All right, that's fair.
There it is.
All right, well, I do have a new story for you. We're going to jump right into it today. We're not gonna take breaks and do things.
We're not pussyfooting around here.
We are not pussyfooting or dickfooting, if that happens to be a word.
I would have went with dogfooting.
Dogfooting? How's that related to pussy?
Because they're opposites.
Well,
take your mind out of the gutter for 20
seconds.
You're
talking about feline to canine, not vaginal to...
Yeah, yeah. It's a new year. Dynamite's cleaning up.
You're cleaning house. It's you're cleaning it up. You know, that's like when you ask Alexa what a female dog is and she bleeps herself when she says bitch. How fucking dumb is that? Anyways, do you remember a story we talked about? I think it was back in episode 16 about the man who paid the DMV with pennies.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Okay. So for all you who haven't listened, which, I mean, is nobody, obviously, you listen to every single episode. There was a man who had to go to the DMV, and long story short, he ended up paying, it was like $3,700 all in pennies, and sat there and watched the DMV people count it.
He's my hero.
Well, I have a new guy that might be your hero.
Oh.
I don't have the name of this man, so I'm going to call him Samson Simpson.
Okay.
He's going to stick to his story.
Somebody will get that.
Right, somebody will, 1992. So it's another story of passive-aggressive revenge, as I like to call it. Samson Simpson got a $137 ticket for speeding.
That's a big one.
What a criminal.
That's a big one.
I cannot stand people who speed.
You speed.
I do all the time. I'm just being fucking like Joe Law over here right now. So he decided that this specific area was a speed trap. Have you ever heard of those?
I'm well familiar.
You ever got caught in one?
Yeah, you know, here and there. I'm not really a big speeder.
Yeah, you cuck it up while you're fucking driving the car.
I drive at a responsible rate.
Responsible rate?
That's what we call that, a responsible rate of speed.
One time, I got pulled over in a speed trap.
You could see how.
I was going 38 and a 25 or something like that. I was looking for a pool hall.
Okay. 13 miles over is a little much.
Maybe it was a little under. Because over 10, I don't know, regardless, it was stupid. Officer pulls me over, and he says, hey, guess what? And I was like, ha ha, you're about to jam it in my ass, aren't you? And he said, only metaphorically with this ticket.
Yeah, okay. I hope so.
Well, anyways, his exact words to me were, you need to be slower on this stretch of road. We're like road Nazis, is what he fucking said to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get a ticket?
I did. Okay. What a fucking prick. Like, I even laughed about his joke.
Why did you think you were going to get a ticket?
Because I laughed at his joke. I, like, stroked his ego.
I honestly would have been mad if you didn't get a ticket in that case.
Dude, I'm a guy. I get a ticket every time I get pulled over.
I hope so.
I try to, like, whip my stuff out.
Does that ever work?
No.
No?
No, I actually get bigger fines.
You get bigger fines for trying to bribe him with salami?
He's like, you whipped that stuff out, now you're getting double fucking time. He goes, now you got a fucking address change on top of it. So he decided when he would go to the police station, he would take them two boxes of Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. So when he opened up the boxes of Dunkin' Donuts, they were 137 $1 bills folded via origami into the shape of pigs. So he took two Dunkin' Donuts boxes full of dollar bills that looked like pigs and took them to the courthouse to pay his fine with.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I know, right? Even almost as good as the fucking pennies.
Wow. That's better than the pennies.
Is it really? Do you think
so? I feel like it is. So origami pigs, that tossed a little salt in the wound.
It said it took him like 6 hours to fucking fold all 137 pigs.
A little insult to
injury. I wonder if he learned how to fold origami pigs just for this. So like he had to like put in like 3 hours of work to learn how to do it before he actually folded them. Or if he just happened to be an origami master and was like, for once in my life, the skill of origami is working out for my advantage and I'm going to give them pigs.
Do they have origami masters?
Oh, I'm sure.
Are they like
look it up on YouTube. I'm sure there's some dude who spends his whole life folding like origami swans.
Just
and, like,
sitting in some Tibetan temple just folding origami paper.
Yep, that's
just
it.
Just with like two fingers. He can
he can do two at a time in each hand.
He's fashion so weapons he out of origami.
Yeah, he just takes a piece of like 8x11 notebook paper and he just turns it into a shotgun. Fully functional.
That is a talent.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So here's what happens. He goes in. And the cashier behind the counter tells him, I'm not taking that shit like that. That's going to be a lot of time for me to unfold those. And as we've learned previously,
They
got to take it no matter what.
So
I guess there was a little bit of a back and forth. She was getting kind of mouthy with him.
Of course.
So then an officer overhears this and comes over. And he tells the man he has to unfold the money. And he does. He got cucked by the cop because he didn't have to fucking do it.
He had to unfold the money.
That's what it said, man. That's kind of bullshit because you don't have to, man. He could have left that shit.
He didn't know his rights.
He didn't.
That's what it comes down to. He didn't know his rights.
And you know what? Sometimes it feels so right to be wrong. He was wrong and it definitely didn't feel right.
I'm a little confused by that. That diatribe right there.
Are you?
That's that was right. A little bit much.
It was a little over the top.
But no, he just didn't know his rights.
So what would you have done? Would you have unfolded the money? Or how would you have handled that situation?
I mean, now
at this point, the law has come over and is like, listen, sir, you need to unfold the – actually, but you know what he said? He said in the article, it said that the cop was like impressed that he folded them into pigs and like took a picture and shit. So like the cop was like kind of on his side.
Of course.
But at the same time, he was like, that's disrespectful to my profession.
And that's not our problem.
So what would you have done?
I mean, now that I know my rights, I would probably come with my rights in writing.
Like the law that's like you have to take the money no matter what? Like money's money?
No, sorry, sir. Section 516 of category 6594 says that you got to take my shit.
You know, what would be kind of cool? Like imagine if you like went to like Dairy Queen and bought like a ice cream cone. And then, like, they handed you your dollar back, and it was shaped like an origami pig. How would you fucking feel about that? Like, I would think that would be kind of cool. Like, they should give your change back. Have you ever seen anybody take a dollar bill and turn it into a ring?
No.
Yeah, I have one somewhere that someone made a long time ago, and I knew I would never be able to do it, so I just threw it in a fucking box. It's in, like, a keepsake box.
I used
box.
To know how to make origami cranes. I used to know how to make paper cranes.
Did you?
Yeah, they taught me in, not junior high. What's before that?
Grade school?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
well. I one time went to the strip club. That's where I got the dollar ring.
What? Did you get it out of a stripper's choach?
No. We put the dollar rings on the table.
Oh.
And then it like attracted the fine young women who take their clothes off for money because they were like, oh, I like rings. I'm like, this one's worth a dollar, girl. Shit.
Oh, I like rings.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. So anyways, enough of that story. On to the next one. This was sent in by a fan.
Oh, yeah?
You ready for this?
We have those?
Yeah. sometimes. One or two. No, we love you guys.
I do, too. I love the people who listen to the podcast.
Me, too. This man's name is Russ.
Russell.
He lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
He sent this to me because he knew it would fit our show.
Okay.
Fucking stand-up guy, that Russ.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He should reach out to the podcast more. Maybe call into the drunk line. 512-TAX-1-NIP. If you like titties, you better call it.
Like,
everyone calls up and they're just like, I love boobs. And you're like, oh, that's not kind of what the point is. But
no, dude, anyways,
this is also our favorite place. Where do all of our stories come from that are fucking crazy?
Florida.
This is a Florida story.
Oh, of course. That last one was a Florida story too, right?
Yes. I don't have it, but it was from Cleveland, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. Okay. We're just making up Florida towns. That's where it's from.
Yeah, fine.
This woman's name is Miss Casey Lynn Willie.
Casey Neistat Willie? What?
Casey Doodat Willie.
Okay.
No, it's Casey Lynn Willie or Wiley. I don't know.
Okay.
Depends on her day, probably.
I don't know this person.
You do not. She's 27 years old. She lives in Florida.
I lived there for a while. I might know her.
You may have ran into her. I think so. I mean, once you hear what she did, maybe it's your type of chick. I don't know. We'll find out.
What'd she do?
She was arrested for disorderly conduct.
Mm.
She was at a club. Okay. But it said it was called the 8 minute nightclub. Like
8 minute nightclub?
It's like the name of the club is like, you know, if you have the time, it's like 1:08, but it's just the :08. So does that mean like 8 minutes or like 8 past?
:08. That's 8 seconds.
No, it's like the minutes. Because it's 1:08 would be 1:08. And then if you have another colon and another 08, then there's 8 seconds. So it could be the 8 second nightclub.
No.
How would you fucking do that?
Oh, I guess what I see you 8 o'clock?
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
so anyways, it was confusion about the nightclub to begin with. No one even knows. So it was time to go. So she was like, hey, I don't want to go. I'm having a great-ass time. I'm fucking here with my girls. We were like, hey, you know what I mean? Like what they're doing at the club. They're fucking shaking and grooving. So the bouncer comes over and is like, Miss Wiley. I'm sure he said it just like this. Miss Wiley, it's time for you to go. So she did what any normal 27-year-old woman would do. She grabbed a 12-pack of PBR and smashed him with it.
Oh. A Molson drinker.
Yeah, no, she's more like a PBR drinker, I think.
They're basically Molson drinkers. That's crazy. She just hit some dude.
So she hit the guy with a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon, mm-hmm. for all of you who don't know what PBR is.
Mm-hmm.
So as she's coming out, they're coming out of the bar. The cops see this happen. Mm-hmm. So the cop – I'm not sure how she got a 12-pack outside the bar where the cops could see it.
You can buy it at the end of the
night. Yeah, so I don't know what she was doing. She paid $22 for that fucking 12-pack of fucking PBR.
It's the only place that you can get it from at that hour.
Right, true that. So they came over and, like, you know, they stepped in and they put her in cuffs. And then she tried to run away.
Naturally.
But they still charged her with the disorderly conduct because the bouncer didn't want to press charges, but they – fucking after she was like evading and like everything else.
She was jumping through people's backyards.
Yeah, right.
Hurdling
right.
fences. Yeah, right. I imagine that it's.
So they took her to jail. They let her out when she sobered up. But she got slapped with a crime.
What? There was so much buildup.
I know. I failed you. she got slapped with an AIDS test. Is that better, I guess? I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe like one of the cops assaulted her.
And... Yeah, she tried to bribe them with pussy control, and they just said no.
Doesn't work for them either, huh?
No, it didn't work for them either. So that's about all I got for the first segment. You want to chime in on any of that?
Yeah, man, I found a nightclub, if you want to know.
The 08 nightclub?
It is 8 seconds.
8 second nightclub.
Daddy was right.
What does that
mean?
And
it's in Gainesville, Florida.
Okay.
Actually. And it's a country music nightclub.
You looked it up. Look at you on the clutch. Fucking live looking shit up.
It's so figures.
So it's the 8 second, like the Bulls. Like ride the bull for 8 seconds. It's like Luke Perry fucking, he did him. So I wonder if it's like themed, like they line dance. Maybe they have a mechanical bull in there.
Probably.
Look and see if they have a mechanical bull. Dude. I mean, we'll get this on the next segment. You do some.
Have you ever been on a mechanical bull
yourself? No, but I've watched people do it and laughed.
Why the fuck did Honey Pop come up? I don't.
What the fuck is Honey Pop?
You don't want to know.
Oh, dude. God, I guess not.
Somebody will get that. Somebody will get that.
All right. We're going to take a quick break on the Crazy Town podcast. We will be right back. And TNT, we're going to discuss what the world would be like with all drugs decriminalized.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't change that fucking channel. We'll be right back on the Crazy Town podcast.
Change the channel?
Fuck you. Channels are real.
Where am I? Hey, this is Cade.
And this is Jeff.
From the Super PP Time Podcast, and you're listening to the Crazy Town Podcast with Jonas.
And you obviously know that because you can't listen to a podcast accidentally.
You could, if you're a very confused person.
And we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast. Jonas here with TNT Dynamite. Dynamite, you told me that you looked up a little bit of information about the 8 second bar while we were on a break here.
Yeah, I did, man. It looks like I don't see any bull riding happening here, though. There are some NASCAR posters plastered on the walls, but it looks like they had Fight Night where they host like private UFC matches.
So it has like a mini octagon?
A little bit, man.
Didn't you say something about all you can drink?
Oh, yeah, ladies night, ladies drink free, $2 drafts.
Oh, God. That was the night this shit happened.
These guys are going to become a sponsor.
No shit, we need to call them up. So anyways, I do want to thank Something Involving a Monkey, the band that provides our little lead-in intros. You can check them out, Facebook, just Google Something Involving a Monkey. They pop up. They're a great band. So TNT.
What's up? What do you want?
How do you feel about decriminalization of drugs?
How do I feel about the
decriminalization? Yes, let's start with marijuana.
Okay.
Are you all right with that one?
Am I all right with decriminalizing
pot?
Absolutely.
What about heroin?
Definitely not.
Okay. All right. Well, Norway.
Marijuana doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, I guess not. Unless you like fall asleep or like some shit. But anyways, Norway.
Yeah.
Recently, just decriminalized all drugs. All.
All of them.
Every drug there is.
So, methamphetamines.
Yes.
Heroin.
Yes.
Crack.
Yes.
Cocaine.
Yes. Acid, yes. Mushrooms, yes. All of them.
So, all the ones that could potentially kill you with
even ice.
I don't even know what that is.
Me neither, but I'm sure there's something called ice out there.
So, blow, specs.
You said blow?
Yeah,
blow. Oh, I got you.
Blow, speck, crystal.
Wow. Tie sticks.
AJ.
Ajax, the cleaner.
AJ, BJ, KJ.
CJ. All right. So basically, some of the key points about this was they wanted to make it clear they were not legalizing them. They were decriminalizing them.
So if you get caught with it, it's basically like...
I'll get into what happens with that here in a minute.
Yeah.
Because they feel that people that have a substance abuse problem should be treated as they have an illness, not as like a criminal. How do you feel about that? Do you feel if like you're not committing a crime, but you get caught with some heroin?
I feel like you're not giving me enough information because I feel like if you have like fucking little plastic baggies full of horse and you're planning on slinging that to the community, then I think that you need to go to fucking jail.
Well, right. That there's more. There's.
Let's see.
Yeah, there's some. More. There's. I'm getting into the meat of the grits here. Right. There's not really meat and grits, but.
The meat of the grits.
Right. They admit that the change will take some time to happen. Can't happen overnight. They're basically waiting for fucking natural selection to happen. All the fucking people just die. Eventually, all the drug addicts will die and we'll be good. So they said the goal is to get more addicts to rid themselves of drug dependency and fewer return to crime. So, but basically what happens if they get into this program mm-hmm. and they violate it, then they just go to jail like normal. So they actually like, it's almost like you get a chance, but if you fuck it up, you still go to jail.
Okay. Okay. I kind of, yeah, okay. I could see that.
Right. So what they said is they followed suit from Portugal's example. I guess Portugal decriminalized drugs many, many years ago, like the early 2000s. Uh-huh. They had a giant opioid epidemic, kind of like we have in the United States now. Like yeah. everyone's fucking dying from opioids, like heroin, fucking pills, like pills, Vicodin, yeah, pills. Fentanyl, whatever. So they started this program. Now today, like they said, when they started it, they had a really high rate of opioid death and a lot of drug related AIDS deaths. Like, so AIDS deaths because of drugs, like intravenous drug users.
Okay. See, I was kind of having some trouble putting right. together how, like, drugs making them fuck drugs like, without condoms now?
No. It was like intravenous drug users dying of AIDS.
Heroin.
And they said, right. And they said now, like today, they have one of the lowest rates in the entire world of overdoses and AIDS, drug-related AIDS deaths as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Their policy – here I'm going to get into the meat and potatoes. That's what I was trying to say, not the meat of the grits.
Their policy is?
If you have less than a 10-day supply on your person of anything from pot to heroin.
The fuck constitutes as a 10-day supply?
Well, I would guess it's quite a large amount. Like basically, like they basically have to have a guideline like from like personal use to like distribution, I guess. You know what I mean? Like if you're rolling around with like, oh, I have fucking 19 kilos of heroin in my car, you know what I mean? Like, that's a little different than, like, okay. You just have, like, a little case.
Like an ounce of weed is usually what's
well, let's see. Like, I mean, like, say you smoked, like, what, like an eighth a day. Like, that would fucking be high-end user, probably. Maybe. I don't know.
Sorry, I don't know all your drug terminology there, my friend.
Oh, what? You could, like, you grew up in the 2000s as a millennial.
I'm sorry. I've never taken that type
Anyways,
of activity.
I've never touched a drug. I don't even know what they are. I'm just speaking about what I've read in this article. Obviously, none of this has anything to do with what I know or don't know.
I see what you got in that shoebox under your bed.
Oh, wait, hold on. Which shoebox? Depending on what shoebox you get in, there's different things in there. Okay, so if you get caught with less than a 10-day supply, whatever that amount is.
Yeah.
You get sent to what's called the Commission for the Dissuasion of Drug Addiction.
The CDDA. DA.
It's not to be confused with DVDA. It's CDDA.
DVDA?
Yeah, don't confuse that.
Yeah, I've been there once, man. It's no fun.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's I actually agree with that, but it seems to me like the money that they spend for the CVDA...
Oh, see, now you're getting confused. Not CDDA. CDDA.
Okay, the CDDA.
Right.
It seems to me that the money they spent for there, they're going to be spending just as much, if not close to as much, that they would send if they were just to incarcerate.
Right. So basically, when they go to this thing, it's a lawyer, a doctor, and a social worker. Mm. And they sit down with them, and it's almost like a come-to-Jesus meeting. You know what I mean? Hey, buddy, guess what? You're heading down the wrong path in life. What do you think is the problem? You know.
Okay.
Then they either recommend a course of treatment, like, you know, like a drug addiction or whatever, or they may have to pay a fine. But it said most of the time they walk away with no penalty at all. Like, you just kind of like, it's almost like, oh, shucks, I got caught. Now I got to talk to dad about it. And then, like, they send you on your way.
Hmm.
But here's my problem with this.
All right. Okay. I'm surprised you have a problem with this.
Well, I like it. I think it's a good – I think everyone should do it. Okay. I think the entire world should decriminalize drugs.
Hmm.
Because – but I think the main – if they ever wanted to do this, I think especially in our country, the problem they would have was with the prisons. I think the prisons would object of it more than anybody else.
Oh, because you're talking about big prison.
Right, because prisons are for profit. So if you're pulling drug users out – That's like, oh my God, how much of jail is like people who got caught with drugs?
It's 60%.
Right. Likely. And then the other part is like people who.
Violent crimes.
Well, not even that. Just the fact that like they're fiending for drugs and rob a store, fiending for drugs and break into somebody's house and get caught burglarizing because of drugs.
Violent crimes, though, man. If you fiend enough where you hurt somebody,
yeah,
you
that's true. Yes,
bring
I guess.
Your ass to jail.
So I guarantee if the U.S. ever wanted to do this, I mean, fuck, we ain't even close to legalizing or decriminalizing weed. I mean, we're getting there, but it's going to be a while.
It's a slow process.
Right. But I think big prison would be the biggest proponent against this.
I do, too.
Do you really? We agree on this?
No, because
you don't think this is a good idea.
You kind of like the idea of the decriminalization of drugs as a whole.
I do.
I think that maybe we should increase the penalty to death. And you think I'm joking.
So if you get caught with crack, you die?
I mean, eventually you are anyway.
So you just want to speed up the process. You're like, well, you're going to be a junkie and die of an overdose one day anyways, or give everybody AIDS, so let's just do it now.
Yeah.
So the cop finds him, they have drugs on him, he just shoots him in the head right there dead. Like, in the street.
You shouldn't have done crack.
Wow, that's a pretty fucking...
Honestly, okay, maybe not death. Maybe not death.
I was going to say,
but
Jesus
I feel
Christ.
Like something...
That's pretty like...
Something more serious. Like they get to turn your house into a prison. You know, you'd stay at home, but your house is now a prison. You can't leave.
Wow, so house arrest. So you get caught with crack, you're in house arrest.
Yeah, but I don't like the way you made it sound like it's nothing.
Make it sound way worse. You're on total house arrest, bro.
Like we waterboard you or something.
Oh, it's like turns into like Guantanamo Bay.
Wow.
Your house is Guantanamo Bay all of a sudden? All right.
I don't know, man. Something bad should happen to crack users and dealers.
Well, here's the deal. Bad things happen to good people, man. Like, okay, let me throw a scenario.
What?
We'll just call this girl fucking Janice Telton.
Janice Telton.
She's 26. She has a small newborn.
She's from Florida.
She's from Florida.
Of course.
Of course. I don't know. We're making her up. This is a hypothetical situation. Right. She has a rough job.
Yeah.
She has a baby.
Yeah.
And there's like a husband.
Yeah.
And he fucking does stuff too.
What does he do?
He does mason work.
Okay.
He's a mason.
Story.
Not a Freemason, just a mason.
Yeah.
He comes home and he's like, bitch, cook me dinner. And she's like, oh my God, my life is so stressful. So she takes a ride in the car. She finds fucking, we'll call him Tony on the street.
Tony on the street.
And he's like, here you go, fine soccer mother. I'll give you a hit of crack. This is real life.
This is some real life shit.
I'm getting down on it. So she's like, you know, I'm going to take a stroll. Maybe I'll just walk under the bridge where all the homeless people live. And then Tony the dealer's in there. He just happened to be fucking hooking up the homeless guys.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I need to take the edge off. Life is just stressful. So he's like, I got something for you. It's free. It's a little bit of crack. She's like, oh, I can't do that. I've never done anything like this before. Like they all say. She starts toking the rock. She's like, I won't get hooked. This is the first time. Next thing you know, she's stealing 20s out of her husband's wallet while he's going to work. She's smoking crack instead of helping her kids.
Yeah.
She gets hooked.
Yeah.
So that woman should die because she made a wrong choice.
Yeah.
She's trying to de-stress.
Yeah, she's dead.
Wow, you gonna kill her?
Dude, there's really no excuse. And I know
to do crack?
I know that the Crazy Town listeners don't participate in the use of illegal narcotics.
No.
And I feel that they agree with me.
They don't even drink alcohol. We are a bunch of sober people.
Well, come on, legal stuff. Drinking's fine.
What if they live in a state where pot's legal?
What?
What if they live in a state where pot's decriminalized?
Then it should be decriminalized.
But what if they smoke weed and they live in one that isn't decriminalized? Are they bad?
Like
are they dying?
Having weed illegal is just ridiculous. I don't take part in
it. I don't take pot, but...
But it is ridiculous that alcohol kills millions of people a year. Weed doesn't kill anybody.
No, it just makes you lazy. I hear. You know, I've heard it right on the internet about it.
Yeah, but...
I try to be informed.
But crack cocaine actually has debilitating effects to a person's physiology, and it causes them to do things that are just inhumane.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, you want to hear a good story?
Is it
about crack?
Is it about that time you did crack once?
No. God. Jesus, I've never fucking even seen a crack rock. So I worked at a rent-to-own furniture place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we would have to go sometimes, like sometimes if people couldn't bring their payment in. We had to go out and like do field visits is what they call them, to go to their house when they don't pay anyway. So like sometimes if people couldn't make it in, they would say, hey, stop by so-and-so's house while you're out. They have a check for you. They can't make it into the office or whatever. So I stopped by this lady's house and it was in the hood. And I went up and knocked on the door and she's like, oh, hey, come on in, whatever. And she had the check there, and her house smelled kind of funny. Like, I knew it didn't smell like cigarettes, and it didn't smell like marijuana. I only know that because, like, I've been around someone smoking marijuana before.
It was cat piss, wasn't it?
It wasn't cat piss, neither. Okay. I know what that smells like, too. I'm a big fucking proponent of – no, I'm joking. She goes, how much do I owe, or whatever. I had the amount. I say it was $150. She takes down. She goes to start writing the check out, and she goes – Can you fill this check out for me? And I go, well, I guess so.
Maybe she doesn't know how to do it.
And then she goes, thank you so much. I'm way too high to write right now.
Oh.
And I was like, it don't smell like weed in here, so I know you're smoking crack. And I mean, she only had like three teeth and fucking, she kind of looked like a crackhead, to be honest. But I was like, me and her shared a real moment. Like,
what moment did you share?
She was vulnerable around me, and I helped her out.
Did you get her number after?
Oh, God. Yeah, we dated for like 6-8 months. It was hot. She was always on crack. I was fucking just hanging out.
You would just put your hands on your hips and shake your head.
Yeah, like, I would just be like, da, da, da.
There's Susan again.
No, but yeah, that was the only time I've actually been around someone that was like, I'm too high to write. And yeah. I'm like, bitch, I've been around a lot of fucked up people, and they always were able to write.
Yeah, and crack's different, man.
I just had an epiphany.
What's that?
Maybe she was illiterate and she just used crack as an excuse so I didn't like judge her. Like she didn't want to like say she couldn't read or write, but she was cool with saying she was high on crack.
That's an idea. You never know. Yeah, you probably should have put her down.
Oh, like put her like at that moment? Like she's just fucking been like, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah,
you've crossed the line, lady.
Yeah, you should have just fucking took her out of this world.
You like to fucking just get rough.
I just don't like. I don't agree with drug use. All right, I don't.
Is there any circumstance that you think using drugs is okay?
Yes, to cure a medical ailment.
Okay, but what if it was like,
if it's prescribed by a
physician? What if they figure out that like ecstasy cures depression? Just throw out some random shit,
Well, of course it does.
Not just for the fucking 4 hours, like, for fucking, like, the rest of your life. Well, like, you could take ecstasy, and a week later, you would fucking be a happy person.
Well, then, when Big Pharma comes across that information, and they legalize it, and a doctor prescribes it for you, then you can have it.
Have all until the ecstasy then, you want.
Until then, I think it should be lights out for anybody lights doing drugs. Out. Lights out.
Wow, you were like the fucking drug Nazi over here.
Hey, I feel like if the cost of a crime were higher, less people would do it.
Yeah.
And but I think about, all your guns should be taken away.
But think about this, okay? For decriminalization. I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to let it go.
Kid, let it go.
How much money are we wasting hunting down people that use drugs, then you find them, then you put them in jail, and you say we'll go back to fuck. I don't even remember what did I say her name was? Fucking Sahara and Melton. I don't know.
Yeah, Leslie Thomas.
Leslie Thomas from Florida.
Yeah, her.
You know, so her. So right. So like she's fiending for a hit, and her husband didn't have any cash in his wallet that day. So she goes to the convenience store and she just steals a fucking a pair of fucking knockoff Bose headphones, right? Just because she wants to turn around and sell them on the street for like $20 to get a rock.
Lights out.
She's a good person, TNT Dynamite. She's heading down a bad path. She gets picked up by the Poe. She gets thrown in lockup. Then all of a sudden, all the bitches in there are teaching her how to be a criminal. She's living that prison life. She goes from being soccer mom with a baby to like hard-nosed fucking felon.
If you knew that every time you sped your vehicle over the speed limit, drove your vehicle over the speed limit, that if the law were 5 miles over the speed limit and we castrate you, do you think you would stop fucking speeding?
Oh, if they're talking about chopping off my wang doodle.
Okay, then.
That would be a little...
I rest my fucking case.
Oh, so you just make it that everyone dies and everyone would be like, and all the people who don't are stupid and then they die. That's pretty, like, absolute.
I mean, it's absolute, but like I said, I feel like death may be a little much, but castration, maybe that's fair.
Oh, take off the penis?
Hey, it stopped you.
They say that genital mutilation is a very bad problem in other countries, so why are we mutilating genitals?
In some countries. But I mean, look, if that's the cost of you do the
of
crime.
Doing business, if you do the crime, you do the time.
Yeah, you're damn right.
I feel you. All right.
And I think it would be cheaper to just...
cut off a dick? Then
all you got to do is buy one cutlery set.
Get someone who's one of them pyramid schemes selling knives to everybody. That's why he'd be like get all. He'd be like, he hit the fucking jackpot. He sold his knives to like the entire police force of like the entire state.
QVC would.
He's
be,
like, Mom, I won.
QVC would be like the new big prison.
Yeah, right. System. Yeah, QVC's fucking slanging fucking castration tools. All right. Well, that is. I mean, that's all I got for the fucking decriminalization, man. Yeah. You all listening. Write in. Tell us what you think about decriminalization. Do you feel that smoking rock is okay? Tell me about it. I may call you out on the show. But other than that I don't agree with TNT.
Pass on the grass, kids. Pass on the grass.
Pass on the grass.
Say no to dope.
Up with hope, down with dope. Not say no to dope. It doesn't even rhyme.
What? Say nope to dope.
Say nope to dope. On that note, we'll be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast. We're back on the Crazy Town Podcast with TNT Dynamite and Jonas. What's up, dude?
Yeah,
So you still thinking about murdering everybody for drug use over there or what?
Dynamite against drunk driving, DADD.
Daddy? You gotta add something that has a Y. You're
I do. About, I don't know.
Drunk dude. Driving, y'all.
Yeah.
You go. Dynamite against drunk driving, y'all. Yeah. Daddy.
I am in Texas.
There you go. Yeah, everybody says fucking y'all. So, are you a big fan of girls' high school track?
Whoa, okay, wait a minute. Like, you don't know, like, the emotional roller coaster. You're like, are you into girls? Yeah. And then, like, the second word was like, yeah, and it was like, high school, whoa,
track.
No, dude, I'm not
well, I have a story.
Sure.
I want to get your opinion on this. Okay. It's a very controversial story.
Ooh.
Andrea Yearwood, she recently won the high school, I think this was Connecticut.
Florida, okay.
We'll say Florida.
Yeah.
Won the high school girls track 100 meter and 200 meter state championship.
All right, good for her.
Pretty fucking awesome, right?
Yeah, man, good shit.
It was a great accomplishment. She is not fully a woman yet.
Wait a minute, you mean like she's...
She's transgender. She
hasn't gone through, oh. Wait.
She just, but here's the problem. Biologically, she's still a man. She just identifies as a woman.
Oh, so she has all the parts.
Right.
She was born.
I did a little research on this because I thought it like sounded wrong.
I bet you did. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This one.
It says that she was still pre-op and like hadn't even started like hormone therapy yet. So basically, like a guy was like, I'm identifying as a woman. Let me run girls' track. And they were like, okay.
Wow.
We're
going to do this.
What?
We're going to do this on a Crazy Town Podcast, huh?
What are we going to do?
We don't get into politics, huh?
This isn't politics.
Next, you're going to be asking me, should they use the same bathrooms?
No. I'm not even, like, I have nothing against transgender. Be transgender, do whatever you want. Uh-huh. But, like, here's what's kind of weird about it to me. I'm fully for anyone wanting to do whatever they want to do.
Uh-huh.
They can like guys. They can like women. You can try it. You can say you are a woman if you're a man. I don't care.
Choose your wording carefully here, Jonas. No, continue.
Choose my wording carefully.
I'm just saying is that this is a hot button topic,
well,
man.
Right. I'm trying to fucking bring the heat, dude.
Bring it.
But at what point do you think they should be allowed to compete with women or men? Like, if you are born a man, should you go through the whole process and then be able to compete with women? Should you only be able to compete with other transgender? Why are you looking at me like that?
So controversial. I love it. I'm surprised. This is a look of joy. I know it's like.
All right. The eyes were big. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, go
like,
ahead, man.
Or should you, you know, I mean, what do you think? Like, it's a very weird. Before you answer that, let me get into a little bit.
Can we just talk about Nick Cannon and his turban? No, I'll comment on it, but continue with what you were saying.
So once you won the title, right?
Yeah.
Here's what she said. Mm-hmm. And I see I'm calling her she. She identifies as a female. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Look at you, Mr. Progressive.
Oh. She says, I'm happy to win both titles. I kind of expected it. I've always gotten first, so I expected it to some extent. I'm really proud of it. Well, yeah. You're still biologically a man running against women.
So, Jonas, what makes you think that women can't beat men in a sport? Are you trying to say that they're not capable of beating us in a sport?
This has nothing to do with a...
You're right. It has nothing to do with that.
Right, absolutely.
So whatever she chooses to identify as, if she means it in her heart and she participates with other people of her kind, which are women because that's what she wants to be, then fine.
But even before she like has the full process, before she's legally, because right now legally she's still a male. Like just because she says I'm female doesn't mean she's legally female yet.
Legally female.
Biologically. Like, okay. I mean, on your birth certificate, it says male because you have a penis. Then I think, I assume once you finish the entire transition, then, like, you would be considered female at that point. I don't know.
You know what? I honestly.
It's a really fine line sort of situation.
Is it a fine line? Well, I feel like if these microphones weren't on, you'd just be like, that shit's fucking nuts.
like since I'm documented, I'm trying to like tone it back.
I feel like if these mics were on, you'd be like, isn't this some bullshit, Dynamite?
What kind of person do you think I am?
I've had conversations with you outside of these.
Listen, off the record is off the record, Dynamite. Not just being stupid. But no, I'm a very progressive person, man. I don't care what you want. As long as it doesn't affect me, I don't give a fuck what you want to do. Yeah. You can say you're a pig and fucking walk around as a pig. I don't give a shit. Do it. Whatever. But like, I just think they have men and women competition for a reason. You know what I mean?
Do you think we should continue to have a delineation in the sections when it comes to competition like this, especially non-physical competition, because this is
a woman's impact. Playing like football and a man smashes into her, he's just I do, and it's not for any other reason other than it's been. I mean, it's scientific. The majority of men are stronger than women just by our biological makeup. It's not like saying that women are weak. Your fucking face. You're looking at me like I'm a fucking crazy person over here.
You're just jumping out the window with these comments.
I'm not jumping out the window.
You are jumping out the window.
How is that jumping out the window?
I just feel like that in the test of speed, like, I don't see why a woman couldn't compete. Now, I do understand what you're saying, like, physiology does
right.
play.
Biology-wise.
Sure, it plays a role. But I don't know, man. Was Jackie Joyner Kersee, was she faster than Usain Bolt?
No, she wasn't. Her time was way slower than he runs. Absolutely. That's science.
Is
her
that
time
real?
Was X, his time was Y. Which one's faster? Oh, Usain Bolt. Well, Usain Bolt holds the highest record ever. No one has ever beat it, man or woman. Why don't you look up the fastest women's 40 time and the top 15 men's and see where they fall? See if they fall.
I'll look it up at the end or towards the end of the podcast.
Okay,
I totally understand what you're saying. And to a certain extent, I agree. But even if they begin this hormone therapy, I feel like people who have something against it are still going to have something against it. Because taking some pills isn't going to make you a woman. you're still going to be, you know.
Right, right, right.
It's what you identify as.
That's true. That's true.
I could wrap myself in upholstery. I'm not a fucking couch.
You know? I would like to see that. Can we wrap you in upholstery later?
You want to sit on me?
Oh, that's... Oh, had to take a pause there for a moment.
Mental image deep in there.
So they asked the girl who won. Like, this just recently happened. Like, this in middle school, Andrea Yearwood ran with the boys. Mm-hmm. So now she's in high school and identifies as a woman. So now she's running with the girls. They asked the girl who won the state championship last year, who then this year came in second, to what her reply was, it's frustrating, but it's the way it is.
Mm.
So now, because they let this woman who has male parts run with all the women, now this girl doesn't get to win the championship because this woman who used to run with the men is now running with the women, and now she had to, like, either get faster or lose.
I just don't want to take away from our strong, independent, and capable women out there. Well, listeners, right. Even though I don't think we have too many.
This has nothing to do with gender barriers.
Feel like it kind of does. Whole idea is gender barriers.
This has nothing to do with, like... Okay, this has nothing to do with, like, a man wanting to be a woman. This is, like, kind of like one of the... One of the things that happens when now in our society that men are becoming women are becoming men. So you have women that used to be men that used to be women.
Uh-huh.
But then we have competitions that are gender specific, man versus woman. So do you then have another category that's a transgender?
Wow.
Or so only transgenders can run in this competition?
That's actually where my mind was going next, but
right. Like, so since this person used to be a man, now identifies as a woman. But the problem is, we're not going to have enough people to have a competition for many years. Because, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, this transition of, like, man to woman to man has just become prominent in the last 5 to 10 years. More than it had been any time.
Well, our LGBTQ population is growing by leaps and bounds on a yearly basis.
Right.
Dude, I don't fucking know.
It's one of those things. It's like there's so many variables to this. You know what I mean? Like it comes down to like healthy competition, like human rights. Like, I mean, there's so much going into this.
Dude, why do you force me into this PC dynamite?
PC, lately? I know you're the one who comes with low brow humor and shit.
I know, and dude. Can I just make some penis jokes and be?
Well, there's plenty of penis jokes.
No,
to be
there's
made
not.
Here.
Can't make penis jokes. You're not in this climate.
Oh, I gotcha.
Not in this climate.
That's not hot on the streets.
You can't make the penis jokes in this climate. Yeah, dude.
So what do you think, man? I mean, do you think the women who lost got the short end of the stick? Do you think, like, no. I don't know, we'll say her name was, like, Abby Baker. Do you think Abby Baker, like, got the short end because now Andrea Yearwood is
what
winning?
I have to say is that if the shoe were on the other foot, if it were a young lady
mm-hmm.
who decided to run against the men.
Right.
And she won, will we be having the same conversation?
Probably, but do you think she would win?
I don't think we would. And would I think she win? I think she's capable of winning.
Well, yeah, anybody's capable of anything.
Okay, then. So with that being said, let the lady run.
Yeah, I mean, I'm indifferent. I mean, it doesn't affect me one way or another, but I feel bad for Abby Baker, man. Number two. Last year, she was the best in the state. This year, she's not.
If the shoe were on the other foot, I would be telling the dude the same thing. Be like, dude, you got to run harder, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
You got to run harder.
Got a little social fucking,
commentary.
A little social commentary going on.
Yeah.
I want to get a little deep on that ass.
Dude, that was some deepness.
All right, let me break the ice. Ice. Let's get back.
What the fuck was that sound effect, Janice?
That was me making noise in my mouth.
Okay.
Just letting you
know. Yeah, let me know. I could pull up the...
Soundbreaker app?
I could pull up...
Icebreaker?
The Icebreaker
app. What was it? Ice, Dentine Ice. Remember that fucking commercial from like the 30s? Anyways, do you want to get back... You want to touch back on a story we talked about before?
Oh my God, yeah. As long as it doesn't have to do with like the president or anything.
Can you
like
make
that.
A penis? Can you just make a penis joke? We feel better if you make one about anything.
Yeah, dude, this microphone looks a lot like a. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Do you feel better now that we're out of fucking PC dynamite mode? Oh, holy shit.
Man, I'm sweating.
I know, dude. All right, I want to touch base. Do you remember Alpha Zero?
Isn't that like the robot that plays Go?
The self-learning computer.
Holy shit, I remembered something.
Alpha Zero Go, for all you who didn't. I think this was in... Where the fuck did we talk about that?
I don't know. Dude.
It was this season? I don't know. Anyways, we had a former story. There was a computer who learned how to play the game, the Chinese game Go, in a very short amount of time, taught itself how to play, and ended up beating... Like, it took forever for a computer to be able to beat a human in this game.
So should the robot not be able to compete because it's not fully a human yet? I'm sorry. Continue.
The robot ended up, this robot taught itself and beat another robot that was the first one ever to beat a human 100 games to none.
Yeah.
So what they did, they took Alpha Zero. Mm-hmm. And they have now generalized him. So instead of him only being able to learn Go, they generalized him to be able to learn other games. So they gave him information, the basic rules of how to play chess.
Oh, Jesus. Singularity. Here we come.
Oh, it's fucking coming. In 4 hours, Alpha Zero taught himself how to play chess. Okay. He then beat the world champion machine that plays chess, uh-huh, 100 games to none. In 4 fucking hours, he taught himself how to play chess well enough to beat beat a machine that's considered a world champion chess machine.
Good. I'm going to sleep good tonight.
He won 28 games and they stalemated 72, which in chess you stalemate a lot if both players are qualified. But he didn't lose any. He won 28 and drew 72.
Wow.
But he taught himself from scratch in 4 hours how to do this.
Could be essentially the smartest.
The smartest chess computer in the world. Yeah. Right. So the world's going to end, dude. It's going to be fucking... Singularity is going to be the end of the world, man. Like, I'm totally on board with Elon Musk's, like, do not create killer robots. Because they don't have... I mean, they don't have any sort of, like...
What do you call that? Scruples?
Emotion. Right. Just, moral standing, anything. Yeah, like, they feel morals. You should die, you die. That's it, period. Like, they don't care if you're a fucking man, woman, child, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking scary.
We could send them after the drug users.
Yeah, that's what we could do. We could fucking take fucking AlphaGo Zero and have them fucking go find drug users in the streets.
That's so crazy, though.
4 fucking hours.
Is that the only game they've taught him other than...
That's the only one. That's what it said. It was just chess. But I imagine it's going to be like... He'll be like... Before you know it, he'll be like mahjonging the best of them.
Mahjong.
He'd be fucking chessing it up or checkersing it up. Oh, you know, God, shoots checkers. And ladders. They'll teach him how to play shoots and ladders. He'll fucking be the champion.
Pop-o-matic trouble.
Oh, God. Trouble. 1992. All right. TNT, this third segment was a little fucking... In it.
Yeah, it was.
But
a little bit.
That is all the time that we have for today's episode.
Oh, thank God.
Wow.
We have to review that material so I know what you need to cut out of what I said.
Wow. I ain't cutting shit out.
No, man.
I do want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. If you are not following us on Twitter, it's at the Crazy Town Pod. Make sure you do that now. The continuous cornucopia of conglomeration and... I'm just making words up. Now. I'm just making words up, dude. TheCrazyTown.com. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you on the internet webs?
Yeah. So I'm TNT Dynamite. I'm on the YouTube. There's new videos up there. If you probably not, but you know, you can find me there. Also on the Crazy Town YouTube channel, we'll have some new stuff up there for you folks.
Yeah, that's let's see. This is going to be released on the 8th. So in a couple weeks after that, we're going to start our Crazy Town Gaming, where we're going to do some Let's Plays and some other stuff and have almost like mini podcasts.
Yep.
And then we're going to try to rip the audio and put it on the feed. So
yeah, we'll do some of that. And I'm also on the Twitter, basically me and Andrea, what was her name?
Andrea who?
The lady who ran. Octavia.
I don't know if Andrea Yearwood has a Twitter.
So me and Andrea Yearwood.
You share a Twitter?
We're basically the same person.
Oh, are you? Yeah. You're going to go run with high school girls track tomorrow? It's on the streets?
That's what's on the streets.
All right, cool. So, well, that is all the time we have. So for Jonas and for TNT Dynamite, we are out.
Over.